downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
It's another Grand Haven Main Street Downtown Development Authority Spotlight. I'm so excited to talk to Jeremy and Justin, the new owners of Blueberry Haven. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm well. So nice to have you here. Who's Jeremy? Who's Justin?
I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Justin.
And you're Justin.
Not that anybody can see us, but yes.
Isn't that funny when you have people on the radio and you ask them a question and they shake their head? Yeah. I always have to say, people can't see you. People can't see you. So you are the new owners of Blueberry Haven. Tell us how that all came to happen.
Yeah, we're really super excited about this, to partner with Tiffany Balk, the original founder of Blueberry Haven. This kind of came about just because I've been doing co-packing for Blueberry Haven for about 12 years, and Jeremy had also done co-packing for Blueberry Haven, and so it was kind of a smart business venture for us to kind of have jump into the retail side of things with them.
Yeah, it was very serendipitous. You know, Tiffany's a close friend and just a great human, and when the opportunity arose for us, we were like, well, of course, we would love to be involved in it. We are already, you know, Justin's been involved with it for so much longer, and then it just made sense.
Very cool. Everybody loves Blueberry Haven. We know that blueberries are a huge production here in Michigan. We were off the air. I was telling you the story about the largest blueberry, and you said, yeah, everybody sent you that.
Yeah. Tiffany sent it to me, I think, the day of. It was just this huge blueberry, and yeah, we get all things blueberry all the time.
I would imagine. And somebody out there has the best blueberry buckle recipe.
You know they do. You know they do, for sure.
I love it. Why do you think people love blueberries? I don't know anyone that doesn't love blueberries. Everybody loves blueberries.
It is. Well, I think it's just indicative of the area that we live in. So, you know, they have like a pride for a blueberry. Whereas if you go up north, it's cherries, and in different areas of the U.S., it's their fruit. And we're fortunate enough just to be surrounded by blueberry fields here in West Michigan.
Now, we know you guys do a lot. You sell a lot of corporate gifts, don't you?
We do. We do a lot of gift packages, especially around the holidays. You know, Easter's coming up. Any different holiday, we do a ton of gift baskets and packages. And we ship all over the United States.
Mother's Day
is big. Yeah.
Those are going to be fun.
Those are really
especially
fun.
Especially with our new products.
Okay, my wheels are spinning because I've got these ideas. My daughters are now like 25.
Yeah.
So they love things like jellies,
sure,
and pancake mixes. I put it in a nice basket.
Yep.
You guys have all that stuff there.
All of those things.
You really do. What have you learned since taking over Blueberry Haven?
Wow. All right. Wait, you stumped me. You put me right on the spot. Nothing. Just how great of a business it is. And it's fun. It's such a fun store.
That speaks volumes. You go to work and you have fun every day?
Every day. Every day.
So do I.
Yeah.
Well, and blueberries are such they're antioxidants. They're great health benefits.
Yes.
So we're taking these amazing products that we have grown in our backyards and creating really cool, just different line of ways to use blueberries. I mean, we just created a blueberry hot honey, which is like...
I think it's the only one. Yeah, I think it's
the only blueberry hot honey.
I think we're the only one.
But we're crushing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
A blueberry hot honey, what would you put that on?
Well, last week we did like a little pizza toast demo. You could put it on avocado toast.
No.
Yep. You can...
Just to have it on your pizzas
in general. Yeah, just a drizzle. It's just a drizzle. It's like it's a condiment.
Chicken and
waffles was big. A lot of people said that. They wanted to use it on their chicken and waffles.
I love it. Do you guys eat blueberries every day?
I mean, we taste a lot of blueberries. Every time we make a product, we've got to, you know, taste it and make sure it's dialed perfect. So, I mean, we're real small batch. So that's another fun thing, is that you may see a product. I don't know. It may run out because we have to go back and make it again. So we're not a giant producer of all these products. So when you come in the store, there's so much uniqueness to the product.
I would agree. A lot of people have said that. We're talking with Jeremy and Justin, the new owners of Blueberry Haven. It's a Grand Haven Main Street spotlight. I know you guys were really active with Girls on the Grand weekend. Somebody told me you were making, I don't know what it was, you made something.
We were making, we did Cinnaberry pancakes
for two days. Yeah. Okay.
For 2 days with our blueberry infused maple syrup. So we like to do the pancakes for the 2 day events. It just seems to work out better.
People
love breakfast.
I love it. What do you think about Grand Haven Main Street? You work with them on different events. How important is that to a business like Blueberry Haven?
I think it's crucial. I mean, it's crucial to us. I mean, we are, Justin and I both being chefs, And him owning Grand Finale, of course, in Spring Lake and the bakery over here in Grand Haven, it's imperative to collaborate with one another. It just makes all of our businesses better and we're all on the same page. And then it's fun too, because it's a different business that we're inviting into our house or vice versa.
Right.
To where we get to share what we're good at and then what they're good at and highlight one another. So we love it.
We're both really big community people.
That and, says a lot. Yeah. Know,
yeah.
That's been my motto since I opened Grand Finale in 2007.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And now having...
Don't date yourself.
Yeah, I know. Having, and then just helping with this. Tiffany had the same mindset. It's
yeah.
like, this is a community that you have to give back to and that you have to help support. And they will come back and they will support you. The Chamber and the DDA have been
amazing.
Massive, massive help for the growth of our businesses.
That's really nice to hear. And no, I would agree. If you give back, people will come and
every time.
See you.
Every
they
time.
They,
and we'd love to give back.
Yeah. That's one of our favorite things is to learn about the local charities and the local causes. And they come in and they tell you about it. And it's easy for us. We're like, yeah, no problem.
I love that. And in Grand Haven and in Ottawa County itself is such a generous community. What's the one state that that listeners wouldn't think orders a lot of blueberries off the top of your head? Can you think?
Florida.
Really?
A lot of Florida orders. A lot of California.
Okay.
Texas.
Interesting.
A lot of Arizona.
A lot of places that don't really have blueberries.
That don't have them. And then we have people that come in all the time that wonder what they can pack. That I had a person a couple weeks ago was going to Japan. What do I bring to Japan? I'm like, well, I have no idea. But and they buy unique gifts because, you know, it's so indicative of where we're at. So when they're leaving from Michigan to go somewhere else.
That makes sense.
It's a little taste of where they're from.
Right.
And this is what we have to where they don't have that out there.
I'm thinking of all the different things you can do with blueberries. What do you guys have coming up, say, for spring and summer? Anything different? Anything, you know?
Well, we have our blueberry hot honey, and we just did launched a new barbecue spice to pair with a lot of our savory items. So savory and blueberry is something that people don't think about.
No.
So we definitely have been launching a lot of products and kind of going in that direction as well. But yeah, we have a couple things down the pipeline.
Fun
we're going
things.
To have a really, really nice Mother's Day gift box that we have put together.
Exciting.
We have a really cool Father's Day gift package that we're putting together. So different things like that and just helping to grow the business and create more awareness and
and what you and what you what you do with numbers. It. Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
What you do with it. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I mean it's fine that people want to come in and buy unique gifts and we understand that, but we do want you to use the product. So we write a lot of recipes together, Justin and I, and we show you what to do with it. And especially like to expand upon what he said, the savory. Everybody knows what to do with jam and jelly.
And
we have trust me, we have some fantastic ones, but it's more the savory things that we're leaning into because, you know, this is what you do with it. This is cool. This is fun. And then make it really easy. Everything we write together for recipes is simple. So you can take a card when you're in the store and take the product and say, I can make this at home.
And most of the time it's ingredients you have at home.
Already.
I love that.
And you need one little thing from us.
Like in these things, these obscure items that
you're never going
to find. Grab it to find at the specialty market.
Yeah, exactly.
I love this. Where do you get your blueberries from?
West Michigan.
West
Michigan, not a first pick.
Yeah.
So,
I didn't want to assume, but
no,
I
no, absolutely.
Yeah, south of Grand Haven, we use a few different farms, and everything's as close to West Michigan as possible. Nothing is outside of Michigan.
No.
That's incredible. That really, really is. I love what you said. You know, it's you have this business, but it's not just enough just to open the doors and sell all this stuff. You want to teach people what they can do with the product. I love that.
Yeah, well, we want to. We get excited about it.
I mean,
we create a new product, and we're really, really excited going through the process of testing it, to packaging it, to labeling it. That's a really fun experience for us. So I think when they come in the store, we try to get them really excited about it too. Like, this is what you do with it. This is fun. This is why you should give it to your friends or tell them to come in.
For sure. Now, what are your hours?
Right now, we are Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5:30.
Okay.
We'll be opening Monday shortly and Sunday shortly as the season.
Oh, exciting.
But we go all winter. Yeah.
Wonderful. Yep. Wonderful. Now, the website is blueberry-haven.com. Phone number is 616-935-7562. I might be in there today to get a nice little basket.
Well, I'll be
Easter.
Working
right.
until yeah. Justin in the afternoon. Yeah. So come see us.
It's yeah. so nice to meet you guys. And, you know, just having you on the air here, there's a morning show about blueberries we could do.
Yeah, for sure. we have a little knowledge. We love blueberries.
Yeah. I'm loving this. I learned a lot about blueberries today and a lot about Blueberry Haven. Thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. We so appreciate it.
Yep. It's another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight.
Go, go, down.